Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, wish you a good day. If it's the repeat program on Friday, buenos dias. Don't have a guest today. It's been a while since I have not had a guest, and I actually invited somebody yesterday, and there was some hope that the person would come, and but it was too late, and we'll organize it a little bit later on. I went to give a presentation yesterday on collaboration, colaboración, with an organization, and we had her, we had the organization on the program, Mustafa Ramos. And it's the RICE, R-I-C-C-E, organization, which stands for Innovation Recovery Innovation Coordinator and Center of Excellence. Basically, they with a federal grant, they help nonprofits develop administratively, in all the different facets. And so yesterday was one of the seminars, and I gave a talk on collaboration. And there was a person basically new coming, Puerto Rican has lived outside, coming back to Puerto Rico with an organization has developed in about 30 years, I believe, in outside of Atlanta. And I thought it was kind of interesting to see the what they have in mind. It addresses the family. And problems within the family and on a prevention point of view. So, but anyway, we'll have the someone from that organization, next few weeks, and we'll get to that. But anyway, so I'm on my own today, and when I'm on my own, I kind of cover often different tidbits, but I'm gonna concentrate on a couple of things. The Gabriela, Nicole, Prats, Rosario, that awful murder of this young girl out in, by another adolescent and spurred on by the adolescent's mother, and the poor mother of Gabriela being held back by people. It was it's just incredible that those things are happening in a town like Ay Bonito. I mean, this isn't within the public housing with drugs and all that. These are kids going from school, getting in a fight, and then one ending killing another. So I want to discuss that, and I want to discuss for a long time. I haven't gone back to Ukraine. It's been so depressing. But from the very beginning, I've had consistently the same positions, always with a douse of humility because, we would certainly don't have all the information and that other people and within the government have. But from the outside, I've been very consistent. So I want to discuss Ukraine and a couple of articles that came out in Foreign Affairs. It's one of the publications that I really find very, very good, a lot of substance to them. So we'll cover a little bit of Ukraine. And then I mentioned, but I haven't gone very deeply, and within the presentation yesterday on collaboration, and kind of intersperse what happened there, this book last book I've sort of read, which is called For You When I Am Gone by Steve Leder, L-E-D-E-R, and he's a rabbi, and there's 12 essential questions to tell a life story, and it's basically what's called an ethical will or a legacy, where you tell your children what was important for you and what you've learned and all. So it has 12 questions, and some of them were really good, and some of them tied into, this whole area of collaboration, which I'll discuss. And then a couple of things, the new Miss Universe Puerto Rico. I mentioned in the past these contests now have women that are have a lot of depths, and really, really, they shouldn't be called beauty pageants anymore. This person has the depth. And then there was an article that I wanted to go into on. I haven't read anything from him before, or at least didn't pay much attention. José Morales, and Me Encuentro con Isabel Allende. And I found that really interesting. Isabel Allende, the author of some 80 novels, incredibly successful. Oh, that I got a kick out of that. So, and then finally, there's one little thing. When I mentioned it yesterday, excuse me, on Tuesday, the presentation on Tuesday at this seminar, two experiences with businesses. One really blowing it in terms of a restaurant, in terms of its service, and another one, I just still blown away by how well they treated me, and I just think it's something to be admired. So that's basically what I have in mind. So let's get started. Let's start with Gabriela, and. Take a deep breath because, frankly, I get somewhat frustrated. And I was telling Hector, my technician here, that maybe it's 81 years and gone through quite a bit of experiences, and you listen to the commentators and the panels and all, and you want to kind of shout at the TV and at the radio with some of the statements which are said, given. This is the truth, and basically what stands out for me, these are the two things, and they're pretty important, very substantive. And the first one was what causes people to do these kinds of incredible murders and all, and people, they say, it's the values in the home and the family, and if we don't take care of the values in the family, values, very broad, we're not going to happen. And others say, no, it's the schools, and the schools have to work with the family, and the problem is that we don't have a school system and a way to handle how we develop values in our children. I think, based on a project that we've developed in Rotary called the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz, that and we did it about 4 years ago, we started it. And it's basically to address violence and it's all of its manifestations, the psychological, the mental, the emotional, the financial, the obviously the physical, and all. And at all levels, I mean, both from the child in the mother's womb to the vulnerable senior adult, and because basically they have to be addressed on a holistic and complete basis and not isolated. One's not that different from the other, in the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz. We have three levels, and kind of one, the middle one is kind of a bridge, between the two. The first level is the kind of things that we have to do, right now, daily, that people can utilize as tools to deal with violence. Whether it's a 911, it's the 988 for the suicide, it's teaching quickly and effectively how we can. Manage our anger. Like we have a contest at the Rotary for teenagers, 14 to less than 18, I believe it is, and it's a one minute video on how we can addressing the issue, how you manage anger, which is one of the principal attitudes that create violence. So you have to what are the breathing, going out in nature, doing stepping aside. There's just very we know and can teach, you know, tools to have people handle, either someone being violent or somebody intending to be violent. And so there's tools, and those can be taught and they're available, et cetera. And then you have so many people addressing so many aspects of violence already. And what we have to do is help them, support them, see what they need in order to keep on rendering the services or to extend the services if that's what they want, and if there's any areas there that we need to fill in. But there are all tons of entities, government and educational and nonprofits and for profits that are there, you know, working in this thing, and we don't have to invent the wheel, and we just have to support them and help work together, you know, in that particular, which is the, you know, collaboration. And the third level, which is the critical one, you have to address the roots of violence. And you know, some people say it's education. With some people say no, we have to deal with the family and get the. And some people say no, it's the mental, and no, it's poverty. Somebody said, you know, with poverty is the critical thing that we fix, and you know, economic development and you know, discrimination, gender and inequality, and then you know, and all these kinds of things with water and electricity and infrastructure and nature and law and order, justice, you know, et cetera. And in the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz, we use as a framework the United Nations, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And they start with hunger and poverty and good education and health and, you know, inequality and economic development. There's 17 of them. The 16th is justice and the legal order, and the 17th, the last one, happens to be collaboration, working you know, in collaborations and partnerships to achieve all of these goals. So it kind of rounds out that second level that I talked about. So it's not a simple thing, but it doesn't need a lot of study, you know. It doesn't need a lot of study. What it needs is for us to start executing on the issues and the problems that we have. That we sit back and start studying things again, we're wasting valuable time. And it's short and medium and long term. Some of these things, you know, are going to take a long time, and but even then, I get frustrated. I read off on Nectar as I came in. And just an example, you know, in the educational system, went through a study with all kinds of people of tremendous experience, deciding how to decentralize the educational department. And there we started with a pilot program, which didn't work too well because they didn't really want it to work too well. And now they've completely changed, and now we're going to consolidate again. You, if we're going to do something, I'm not saying that was the solution to the public school educational problems, but there was a lot of good people that decided that it was, and from, you know, from outside the educational system and within the educational system, and then we changed the whole thing back again. And just a lack of consistency just drives me nuts. And that's just an example. And I said there were two things. The second one, and it kind of goes in, is these studies, you know. And the other day there was a panel and heads of universities, and they're pushing, you know, the university should head, you know, a development of a strategic plan for Puerto Rico. And I'm saying we don't need another strategic plan. I was in two of them, spent months in them. One of them was organized by the lead person was the president of Ana G. Mendez, Pepe Mendez. And he got all the different university presidents together, and we had some like 30 committees, and I was on two of them. And we spent months, you know, analyzing and coming in with recommendations. And there were unions. It was at all levels of people participating in this thing. And we put this document together, and we brought it to the Secretary of State as something, you know, that the university is there with all of these, with, you know, must have been 150 persons, 200 people participating at all levels. And you could tell from the person that we gave this report to, said that they had, you know, worked in the government on the strategic plan, and is, you know, sorry that we didn't work it together. And you could tell, immediately that that was just going to be thrown. What we had done for about a year and a half was just going to be thrown in the wastebasket. And I had done it. I was involved with another one, and nothing came of it. So, you know, strategic plan and waiting and all kinds of plans on poverty, on child this, on that. Too many studies. We got to start executing in the long term and with consistency. And in terms of, you know, again, we have the framework, 193 countries around the world, including the U.S., and we're part, adopted the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And they're there, and they have specific, and they have objective and goals and how to reach them and all. And, you know, that's the framework. We don't have to do more studies. Let's start executing. So that's, and you know, you see, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, there's this Netflix film called Adolescence, and you know, four series, and we discuss it. Very similar, a classmate killing another classmate with a knife, and you know, the family, the school, the judicial system, the police system, all of it falling through, and not really. Creating the problems, or at least not solving the problems, and it's a really well done. If you haven't seen it, I don't know, it's called Adolescence in Netflix, and it's, you know, the story of Gabriela, of family and schools and society and all, just not providing the tools and addressing the roots of the problem. So we've run out of time in this first segment. I have discoursed some of my frustration. Thank you for listening. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about Ukraine and then the other topics that I mentioned. So this is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections, disgorging his frustrations today. We'll be back right after the pause.